Shalom to all. Today we're going to be learning the very last Mishnah Maseches Edeyos and the very first Mishnah in the new Masechta Maseches Avodah Zarah. And today's Mishnahs are being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi b'zecher to find your Zivuk Hagon b'karav Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us Amar Rabbi Shmuel B'Shua says Mekabel Ani from Yechon Mezakai Ava Kabbal from Yechon Mezakai Shosham Me Rabbi. He heard from his Rabbi V'Rav Me Rabbi and his Rabbi from his Rabbi Halacha Moshe Misinai Halacha all the way from Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai Shein El Yo Bal Atam El Tar El Rachik El Karev El Yo Anavi. He's not going to come to Metame or Mentaher to say this family is Tame, it's no good, or it is good, or we should distance this family, or we should bring this family close. This all has to do with Yuchsin, whether or not it's a good kosher family that has a good lineage. He's not going to be coming for that. He's only going to do two things. Those who were brought close with a strong arm, he's going to distance them, and those who were distanced with a strong arm, he's going to bring them close. And here's an example of this. Mishpachas Beis Tzrifa, Hoseb Evar Yarden. There's a family called Beis Tzrifa. They lived on the other side of the Jordan. Viricha Ben Sion Bezraya, and Ben Sion, who was a strong-armed, scary guy, he pushed them away forcefully. He basically made this announcement that they're apostle, they don't have good lineage, no one should marry into them, so people didn't marry them, but this wasn't fair because they really were a good family. And there was another family there, Vikerva Ben Sion Bezraya, and Ben Sion brought them close with his strong arm tactics. He made this announcement that they're a good family, they have good yichos, have good lineage, everyone could marry them, but that's really not true. It was the opposite. And Kagan Elu, for example, these, Elio Balatim Elotaher, Lerachik Ulakarev, that's what Elio Novi is going to come for. He's going to say that actually this family is no good, and actually this family is good. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, Lekarev, Elio Navi is only going to come to bring a family close who was previously distanced wrongfully. Avoloy Lerachik, but he's not going to distance them if they were brought close. And that's because we have Ro Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma, any family that already got mixed into Am Yisrael, even though maybe they originally had some sort of psul or maybe some sort of suffix, now that they're already mixed in and they're being treated like a regular family with good yichos, we're not going to push them away. Rabbi Shimon argues that what's Elio Navi going to come for? Lahashris HaMachlekes. He's simply going to come and answer up all of our Machlekesin. We have many Machlekesin between different Tanoim and Amayroim and Hadapaskin in this case and that case, and that's what Elio Navi is going to come for. He's not going to do anything. He's simply going to come to make peace in the world. And actually, all of these Manta Amrim learn their Shitas from the following Pasuk. Shinemar it says, behold, I send you Elio Navi. And what is he going to do? He's going to bring back the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons to the fathers. So according to Yeshua, that means that any fathers and sons that had issues, either they were distanced or they were brought close wrongfully, he's going to set it straight the way it should be. According to Yehuda, he's only going to do this if they were pushed away wrongfully, but not if they were brought close wrongfully. According to Shimon, it means this father and son that we just mentioned, refers to all the machlekesin that we have between the Chachamim, and he's going to take care of those and say what the right opinion is. And according to Chachamim, it just simply means bringing peace into the world. Hajjalach Maseches Edeyos, Mazdor finishing yet another Masechta of Mishnayos, just like we're going to finish this Masechta together, we should be going to finish all of Shas Mishnayos together. And now moving right into the brand new Masechta, Maseches Avodah Zarah. Now we all know the term Avodah Zarah and what a chomer iser it is. And actually in the Torah, it's mentioned no less than 51 times. And we also know it's one of the big three that a Yid has to give his life up for. That's Avodah Zarah, Gilui Ra'as, and Shfichas Damim. If a guy goes over to Yid, points a gun to his head, and says, do Avodah Zarah, I'm going to kill you, the Yid has to say, no problem, kill me, I'm not going to do Avodah Zarah. As opposed to other mitzvahs in the Torah, a Yid is supposed to be over them in order to stay alive, but not Avodah Zarah. Now in this Masechta, we're going to learn various halachas related to the service of Avodah Zarah, relationships with non-Jews who are Avodah Zarah, the one may not benefit at all from Avodah Zarah, the status of wine coming from Avodah Zarah, and this is just to name a few. And so without further ado, we begin Mishnah Aleph, Lefnei Dan Shel Avdi Kachavim Shleisha Yomim Aser Lasis Lasimayin, before the Yom Tovim of non-Jews, of idol worshippers, for 3 full days, it's Aser to do business with them. Now first of all, the term Avdi Kachavim literally means one who worships the stars, and this is the Mishnah's and Gemara's way of talking about one who serves Avodah Zarah. So 3 days before their Yom Tovim, their holidays, one is not allowed to do any business with them. And that's because they might end up thanking their Avodah Zarah due to the fact that they had a successful business deal. And that means the Yid who did that business with them is going to be over the Isser of Hashem Elohim Acherim Lo Yisham Al Picha, that the name of foreign gods cannot be heard through you. And it's because this Yid did business with this Avodah Zarah that he ended up thanking his Avodah Zarah, and so that's an Isser on the Yid's part. Therefore, 3 days before, no doing business with them. Furthermore, Lash Elon Velishal Mehen, no lending objects to them or borrowing objects from them. Lahal Vaisan Vilovais Mehen, no lending money to them or borrowing money from them. Lipar and Vilipar Mehen, no paying them back a loan that was owed to them or to be paid back from them. In all these situations, the fellow is going to end up thinking is Avodah Zarah, and that's going to be because of the Yid. So therefore, one's not allowed to have anything to do with them 3 days before their holiday. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he tells us, Nifran Mehen, Mneshu Meitzer Loi. A Yid could get paid back from the guy within 3 days of his holiday because it's a pain for the guy. He now has to shell out money and give it to the yid, so he's not going to thank his avodah zarah because of that. However, Amrulai, the Chum told him, afal pi shemitzru achshav, even though right now when he's shelling money out of his pocket, he's in pain. He's not happy about that. So me'achu lachar zman, he's still going to be happy after some time because he's going to realize, wow, I paid off my debts. I'm so happy. I'm a free man. I don't owe anybody money. And then he's going to end up thinking of his avodah zarah because of this on his holiday. So no doing this either. We're going to stop it for a day and pick up tomorrow with more discussions about this in Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.